Zona versus David French.
John Robert Granger on behalf of Mark Debo for the state.
Nick Brereton on behalf of David French. He is present here out of custody to my left.
All right. Good morning. It's time set for sentencing. Any reason why we can't go forward?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. French, please give me your full name and date of birth.
David Leroy French, 6305.
All right, Mr. French, pursuant to your plea of guilty, is the judgment of the court that you're guilty of amended count one, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon or dangerous instrument in violation of ARS section 13-1204, a class three felony, non-dangerous, non-repetitive, committed on the 6th of October of 2024. Prior to the hearing, I reviewed the pre-sentence report, Mr. Brereton, your sentencing memorandum, and I received letters, which I read. Anything else I should have received and reviewed?
No, no.
State's recommendation.
Your Honor, state would submit to the court.
All right, Mr. Brereton.
Sir, we are asking the court to consider a term of probation for David. I just wanted to point out his family here, if you could all raise your hands. Some, but not all, of the people who wrote letters for him. I think before going into some things about David, it's important certainly to note that he very clearly understands how serious this case was and how badly it could have gone. You know, if you mix alcohol, firearms, and really anyone but teenagers especially, we see it every day here, how it can go tragically and terribly wrong. So David is incredibly fortunate and grateful that no one was hurt, no one was injured in this case. And he knows that his actions were just foolish. I don't think he offers really any excuse for his behavior other than kind of whipped up hubris and drinking and, you know, wanting to show off and impress a bunch of other guys. I look at David's pre-sentence report scoring and the majority of his points. It's almost funny to me that the majority of his points are in the family relationship section, and family is the biggest, I think, positive factor in his life currently. He has incredible support from his relatives, and I think certainly the background of his childhood is the underlying cause of why he's here today, but I think going forward into the future, it's going to be the reason why he doesn't come back. Since he's been released from this case, David's gotten back to work, he's working two jobs, and the primary issue here was, I think, some rebellion, some family dynamics where he moved out from his aunt's house to his mother's house after she came home from a long prison sentence. That relationship was really difficult for him, and there were certainly some growing pains. That relationship, from what I can tell, is really growing leaps and bounds. It's become a very positive impact in his life, and he has a very clear example of where he could be if things had gone a different way in this case. And with
prison's kind of, not to be glib about it, but it's kind of a family tradition.
This has got to be the end of it, because we're catching David at a young enough age, I think, where he's made a mistake early that we can intervene here and prevent that from being his future. And he knows he doesn't want that to be his future. I look at his history. Drug abuse is not a problem yet. Alcohol is certainly a factor that I think he needs to address. His associations with people who are involved in this kind of stuff, having guns, being out all hours of the night, that's over. And he even, it says in here, he even was suspended for being around people who were smoking in school or something. So being around people who are negative influences in his life has put him where he's at. That's not to take away from his own choices and decisions, but I think this has been a real fast forward of the adulting process. And I know he can comply with probation. I know he's eager to do that and take advantage of any services they have. I think family therapy would be excellent. I think individualized therapy would be excellent to kind of deal with that loss of parental figures early in his life. And he's on the right path now, Judge. And I think a custodial sentence would do nothing but derail that path that he's already made for himself.
Thank you. Mr. French, anything else that you want me to know?
The Yeah, I'd like to say I'm sorry to the victim and to my family, all the harm I've caused. I just want to say I'm sorry to the courts, and I appreciate your time.
Okay. See the officer over there?
Yes, sir.
You know why she's standing there? Because at the beginning of the, before I take the bench, they want to know whether I'm pondering taking people into custody. I will be honest with you, I am very much on the fence for your case. I am going to give you a shot on probation. All right,
thank you.
But you've already seen cases where probation didn't work out.
Right.
Right? Where, and you got a Class 3 felony. So I don't give people termination with a jail term on Class 3s. So if you violate your probation, you're looking at being in the Department of Corrections, just like your mom, just like your dad. Or you've got the opportunity to take a different path, all right? I considered mitigation, your acceptance of responsibility, the remorse that you expressed in your letter, your youth, your lack of felony criminal history, the support that you have from the people who wrote letters on your behalf and your family in the gallery, and aggravation. I consider the emotional impact that the events had on the victim. I do find that probation is appropriate. It's going to be a judgment of the court. Suspending imposition of sentence and placing you on probation for a period of 4 years beginning today's date. No contact with the victim, 100 hours of community restitution, no possession or consumption of alcoholic beverages.
You don't have your diploma or GED yet.
No, sir.
Correct. You're gonna get that done. Risk need score is 19. It also puts me on the fence regarding Sanders or IPS.
So, Your Honor, as I kind of talked about earlier, you know, the majority of his points, you know, about a third of them come from that family background section. I think the attitude score is instructive here, as well as the criminal history score, although he is very young. I worry that IPS might be, number one, obviously it's expensive, but number two, he's working these two jobs, the court's asking him to get his GED, which I think he's in the process of doing, and I don't want further restrictions to impede his progress on those fronts. Although I do, and certainly we don't have the same sort of addiction issues that are necessary kind of IPS conditions to keep someone like that on the right track. I think standard is appropriate, of course, and as he said in his interview, he'd abide by whatever the court thinks is appropriate.
Okay, I'm going to start you on standard conditions of probation. There's a $20 time payment fee, probation fees of $65, probation assessment of $20, crime penalty assessment of $13, a victim's rights enforcement assessment of $2, a victim's rights fund assessment of $9. If you disagree with what I've done today, Mr. French, you have the right to petition for post-conviction relief within 90 days of today's date. You also have the right to petition the court to seal the criminal record, and this is the first felony conviction, so you are entitled to automatic restoration of your civil rights if you successfully complete probation. Just so you know, I get almost every day from probation two different kinds of requests. In cases where probation is going really well, I get requests from them to terminate probation early because they don't need to waste time and resources on someone who has gotten a lesson and is doing the right thing. But on the flip side of the coin, I get requests to revoke probation, which I'm hoping you were paying attention to earlier, and that's where they're asking me to end probation unsuccessfully and send the probationers to the Department of Corrections. Okay. to what you need to do on probation, so I get one of those good kind of letters from him.